This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Some embassies in Ukraine, including the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv, are shutting down for security reasons. The threat of an attack on Kyiv. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv says it's received warnings of a potentially significant Russian air attack and would be closed as a precaution. In a statement, the embassy also instructed employees to shelter in places and also recommended American citizens in Kyiv be prepared to immediately shelter in the event of an air alert. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in the U.S., the Northwest is getting battered by strong winds and rain. The AP's Jennifer King.
A bomb cyclone hitting the Pacific coast from Northern California up to British Columbia has left hundreds of thousands of people without power. Authorities are asking residents to stay off the roads after gale-force winds downed trees and power lines. In Issaquah, east of Seattle, Como News talked with Wendy Harrington after a cedar tree fell on her house.
It felt explosive, or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass. Everything was just very loud. I thought the whole wall was coming down.
In Linwood, Washington, South County Fire reports a woman in her 50s died when a large tree fell on a homeless encampment. In Seattle, a city bus was hit by a tree, and in northeast Seattle, the fire department used chainsaws to rescue a person trapped when their car was crushed by a falling tree. The National Weather Service also issued a blizzard warning due to low visibility and snow accumulation in the upper Cascades.
President-elect Trump has chosen Linda McMahon, a former wrestling executive, to lead the Education Department. McMahon once served on the Connecticut Board of Education. U.S. Envoy Amos Hochstein says an agreement to end the Israel-Hezbollah war is, quote, within our grasp. He met with officials in Lebanon. Gas is $3.06 a gallon this morning, 11 cents cheaper than a month ago as we approach the holiday travel season. This is AP News. Congress is squabbling over where a transgender lawmaker can go to the bathroom. The AP's Ed Donahue with the latest.
Republicans in the House are signaling support for a proposal to ban bathroom access for the first transgender lawmaker. The bill from South Carolina's Nancy Mace would ban Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride from using women's restrooms in the Capitol.
I'm not going to stand for a man. If someone with a penis is in the women's locker room, that's not okay.
Speaker Mike Johnson told the AP they are not going to have men in women's bathrooms, but earlier said
it's a command that we treat all persons with dignity and respect, and we will. And I'm not going to engage in silly debates about this.
Democrats, including McBride, call the Republican effort bullying and a distraction. McBride says it shows Republicans have no real solutions to what Americans are facing. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.